The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner.
Friends, tell me, are you one of the many thousands of folks in this country who are enjoying ill health? Oh, I don't mean that you're actually sick, but you may not have your old get-up and go, and your nerves may be jumpy, or you may be having digestive disturbances. Of course, there may be many other causes, but the fact still remains that it may easily be due to a lack of sufficient B vitamins as a most common cause of these troubles. And if such is the case, you're just the person who should start right now to supplement your daily diet with one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets. And by taking just a single one-a-day vitamin B-complex tablet each day, you can be sure of getting your basic daily requirements of all the B vitamins, whose requirements are known. Think of getting all that vitamin protection in just a single tablet at a cost of only 2.5 cents a day when you buy the large family size package. That single one-a-day B-complex tablet means convenience, too. So ask your druggist for genuine one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets. Take them regularly. Just see how much they can do for you. Remember, though, the genuine one-a-day brand has both the big one and the name Miles Laboratories on the gray package. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in spite of Lum's protests, the warrant closing Squire Skimp's Hippodrome Theater has been issued and served by Town Marshal Uncle Henry Lunsford. Inasmuch as Lum is Justice of the Peace and will have to preside at Squire's trial, he's afraid that everyone will think that he's using his office to fight his competition in the theater business. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Abner is talking on the telephone.
What was that, Miss Clayton? Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom, I hear that the Hippodrome Theater's closed up now. No, our picture show's still running same as ever.
Abner, don't act so happy when you tell that.
Why, sure, every night. Or that is, except Sunday, of course. We don't stay open on Sunday. Mom? Why, I reckon so. Just a minute, I'll ask Lum to be sure. Lum, Miss Clayton wants to know if we're going to charge the same admission prices we've been charging.
Of course we are.
Oh.
We ain't going to raise our prices just because we've eliminated our competition now.
Yeah. Hello? Yes, Mom, same prices, Lum says. Ain't going to raise them none. Uh-huh. Oh, not at all. Just glad you called. All right, Miss Clayton. Goodbye. Doggies, I tell you, Lum, we ought to start making a lot of money out of that picture show of ours now, you know it.
Yeah, we ought to do all right now.
Oh, get all the businesses in town.
Yeah. I still don't feel just right about it, though, Abner. Closing Squire up that way, having him arrested and all.
Well, Lum, it ain't your fault if Squire Skimp's violating the law.
I know, but it just looks like I just done that to run Squire out of business so as I could get it all for myself.
Well, you never done that, though, Lum. It was Grandpappy Spears. Grandpappy Spears is the one that done it. A full-blooded citizen that asked you to draw up that warrant. And me and him was the ones that found where you hid it and give it to the town marshal to serve on Squire. You never had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but Squire thinks I done it all.
Oh, well, he might think that, yeah.
And I'm feared everybody else will think I done it, too.
Oh, prattle.
Just sort of puts me in a bad light, that's all, Abner.
Well, now, just don't worry yourself no more about it, Lum. Just try to think of it this way, Lum. By closing Squire's picture show up, we might be saving the lives of half the citizens in Pine Ridge. Cause that old place of his nowhere weren't nothing but a fire trap upstairs in the lodge all the way it was. They couldn't get down the stairs, Lum.
One way to look at it, I reckon.
Why, sure it is. Doggett, I just wished I could have been there when Uncle Henry Lunsford served that warrant on old Squire. Uncle Henry said he never seen a man get so mad in all his life. Just ranted and raved all over the place, he said.
Well, you can't hardly blame him, neither.
Well, no, I reckon not. Doggett, I tell you, Mom, it might be a good idea for me and you to stay as far away as we can from Squire for a while, though, you know it.
We can't do that very well.
Can't.
His case comes up tomorrow in my justice of the peace court.
Oh.
Grannies, I dread that, too.
Well, law me, Lum, you'll have Squire right where you want him at the trial. You being a judge and all, he can't talk back to you. You can sue him for contempt in the court. That's what you can do.
That's just the trouble. I wish I weren't the judge.
Huh?
I wish I could just pass this case right on up to the Supreme Court. Let them handle it.
Oh.
They can more than likely take care of it in 5 or 10 minutes, the way they do things.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just call them up and see if they'll take it on then, if you don't want to.
Well, I would, but I don't know their ring.
Oh, I don't believe I do neither. I never
did. I'd more than likely have to get Squire's permission first, and I don't want to talk to him no more than I have to.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you there. We ought to keep out of his way if we can't. Wait a minute, there comes Cedric yonder.
Granny, I reckon we knocked him out of a job when they closed up Squire's place, too.
Well, it's just good enough for him, Mom. He had no business ever quitting us in the first place and going to work for Squire Skimp. He had it coming to him.
Well, he just let Squire talk him into that.
Yeah.
Cedric means well. Makes mistakes like all the rest of us.
Cool. Oh, sure. Yeah, he's honest, all right. I'll say that for him. Just as honest as the day is long, Cedric. Huh? Yeah, I don't know what I mean by that. How can anybody be as honest as the day is long?
I don't know. You was the one that said it.
Doggy, that don't make sense, Lum. Some days is longer than others, like in the summertime. And other days is shorter. Reckon what day I was going by there.
Well, don't argue with me about it.
Honest as the day is long. That's the silliest one thing I ever heard anybody say.
Wonderful world.
Even if I knowed what day I was measuring. Oh, hello, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Abner. Hello, Mr. Lum.
Doggy.
Hello, Cedric.
Silliness.
Did you hear what happened to Mr. Squire's picture show?
Yeah, we know all about that, Cedric.
He got closed up. Boy, closed him clean up.
Well, what are you laughing about that for, Cedric? That means you're out of a job now, you know.
Yes, Mom, that's right, don't it?
Why, sure it does.
Well, I aimed on asking Mr. Squire about that, but he's been acting so mad I never got a chance to do it, hardly.
Well, you don't need to ask him about it. I'll tell you that, Cedric. You're out. That's all there to it. You ain't working for Squire no more.
Well, Mom, I don't believe I am neither.
I know you ain't. This picture show's closed up.
Say, Mr. Lum, did you do anything about that contract I brought over here for you to look at? The one I signed with Mr. Squire?
No, he ain't had time, Cedric.
No, to be honest, I ain't did nothing more about that, Cedric.
Of course, I don't reckon it makes no difference now, no way.
Well, I wish you had done something about it, because I'm feared that doggone thing's going to get me in a batch of trouble.
Trouble?
Yes, Mom.
Why, how can it, Cedric? It just said that Squire was going to pay you $10 a week, and then he only paid you $2.50. But now that he's closed up, why, you ain't even going to get that no more, Cedric.
Well, no, but right there's the trouble.
Huh?
You see, that contract said I was supposed to run his moving picture machine for 3 months.
Yeah.
And I signed it, too. Signed it with my own name.
Yeah, I know you did, but what of it, Cedric?
Well, now the place is closed up, and I can't get in there to run the machine.
Well, natural, wouldn't be no sense to run it no way, Cedric.
See, here's what I want to know. Can he lawsuit me?
Oh, for the land's sake. Why, he can't lawsuit you for that.
Of course he can't, Cedric. Leastways, I don't think he can.
Huh?
Well, I bound you he can. He's a slickin', that Squire is, at that lawsuitin' stuff special. Papa says he is.
Yeah, he is. I'll admit that.
Wait a minute now. Granny, Cedric might have a point there, Abner.
Might have a point, Long.
Yeah, when you look at it that way, Cedric, you might be liable. Ex post facto and nolo condendere, of course. And also habeas corpus.
Wish I'd give anything if I could talk
like that. Is that pretty bad, Mr. Long?
It don't sound good to me, Cedric.
Well, I'll tell you, Cedric, what you better do, just sort of lay low for a few days, and I'll keep an eye on legal developments. And if it looks like there's going to be any malfeasance or assault in the battery, I'll litigate the litigation for you.
That's Lum ordered on for governor of the state. That's what he... yeah, what was that, Lum? Come over that again. I don't believe I quite kept up with you there. Rack them up and shoot again.
It just means that they actually ain't a thing for Cedric to worry about.
Oh, sure. Ain't a thing in the world for you to worry about, Cedric. Not a thing in the world. You heard what Lum said there. That stuff he was telling you just now, didn't you, Cedric?
Well, putting it down in little bitty words, it means that there ain't nothing to worry about.
Yeah, that's the thing. Ain't nothing in the world for you to worry about, Cedric. Not a single solitary thing in the world. No.
Good.
Just forget it. Just forget it. Oh, my goodness alive.
What's the matter?
Lum, we better hide.
Hide?
Yeah, look out there. Squire Skim's coming in here. See him, yonder?
Well, let him come.
But we better lock the front door. I don't want you to get hurt, Lum. Or me either.
Well, don't you worry about me. I'll take care of myself. Yeah, I'll clinch with him if I have to. I'll fist fight him.
Well, who's going to take care of me? Or, I mean, I don't guess. Where's that baseball bat? I had that thing right. Where's Cedric?
Well, I'm going back here in the feed room. I don't want him to start lawsuing me right away. I know that.
Cedric, you come on back here and stand beside of me now. Or, wait a minute. I'll come back there with you. Stay there, Cedric.
No, you stay right where you're at, Abner.
Huh? Well, now, listen, Lum. You ought to hear all the things the squire told Uncle Henry he's going to do to us. Uncle Henry said he just hated and despised us and laid this whole thing on to me and you.
That was just a lot of big talk, I hope. Well, more than likely he wants to talk to both of us anyway, so you just sit right here.
Well, Lum, I don't want to sit here. I'd rather go back in the feed room. I'll listen to what you and him got to say.
Oh, no, you're not. You're going to sit right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, howdy, squire. Come on in.
Yes, don't you be hiding me, Lum Edwards. What's the meaning of all this fol-de-rol closing up my theater? Is that your idea of a joke, Lum?
Well, no, it weren't no joke, you see.
I never expected anything like this from you, Lum. As long as I've known you, and as good of friends as we've been, I never would accuse you of doing something like this. Using your office here to shut me down, that's what you're doing. Why, Lum, that's the way a card fights competition. Taking advantage of your justice of the peace.
Well, now, wait a minute, Squire. You don't quite understand.
I understand it all too well. I can see right through your petty little scheme, Lum. And you can't close up my business with some little law that you made yourself just to fit your own purpose.
I can show you the ordinance any time you want to see it.
No.
As far as the warrant's concerned, a citizen of Pine Ridge swore that out. It weren't my doing.
No, sir, and this citizen was the one that got Uncle Henry Lunsford to serve that warrant on you too, Squire.
That's a fact, Squire.
Yes, it's a fine story, Lum, a fine story. You're not kidding me a bit. You're at the bottom of this. And you might just as well admit it. No law that you've concocted yourself is going to run me out of business. I can tell you that right now.
Well, Squire, your case is set in my Justice of the Peace Court tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, that's what I hear.
There'll be plenty of time then to argue that the case.
Don't.
I'm sorrowful you think I'm trying to take advantage of you. To be honest, I wish somebody else was presiding over the case.
Well, I'm glad it's you, Lum. Because if Skimp's Hippodrome is forced to close its doors, if you rule against me in that trial tomorrow, it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made in your life, Lum Edwards. Just remember, I warned you. Good day.
And the squire certainly has Lum and Abner guessing, hasn't he? Well, make no mistake, friends, there's no guesswork concerning Alka-Seltzer's ability to bring you fast relief for occasional acid indigestion and other minor acid stomach upsets. In fact, there's a sound, scientific reason for Alka-Seltzer's unusual effectiveness. You see, Alka-Seltzer does more than simply reduce excess gastric acidity. It also actually helps relieve that full, uncomfortable, stuffy feeling that's so often a major part of minor stomach upsets. Now remember that, won't you? And whenever you want really fast, pleasant relief for a touch of acid indigestion, a sour, upset stomach, or heartburn, well, just take Alka-Seltzer. All druggists have it by the package and also serve Alka-Seltzer for your convenience by the glass at their soda fountain.